Interesting Times by Terry Pratchett, read by Nigel Planer. This is where the gods play games with the lives of men, on a board which is at one and the same time a simple playing area and the whole world. And fate always wins. Fate always wins. Most of the gods throw dice, but fate plays chess, and you don't find out until too late that he's been using two queens all along. Fate wins. At least, so it is claimed. Whatever happens, they say afterwards, it must have been fate. People are always a little confused about this, as they are in the case of miracles. When someone is saved from certain death by a strange concatenation of circumstances, they say, that's a miracle. But of course, if someone is killed by a freak chain of events, the oil spilled just there, the safety fence broken just there, that must also be a miracle. Just because it's not nice doesn't mean it's not miraculous. Gods can take any form, but the one aspect of themselves they cannot change is their eyes, which show their nature. The eyes of fate are hardly eyes at all, just dark holes into an infinity speckled with what may be stars, or there again, maybe other things. He blinked them, smiled at his fellow players in the smug way winners do just before they become winners, and said, "I accuse the high priest of the green robe in the library with the double-handed axe." And he won. He beamed at them.
"No one likes a poor winner," grumbled Offler the crocodile god through his fangs.
"It seems that I am favouring myself today," said Fate. "Anyone fancy something else?" The gods shrugged. "Mad kings," said Fate pleasantly. "Star-crossed lovers?"
"I think we've lost the rules for that one," said Blind Io, chief of the gods.
"Or tempest-wrecked mariners."
"You always win," said Io.
"Floods and droughts," said Fate. "That's an easy one." A shadow fell across the gaming table. The gods looked up. "Ah," said Fate.
"Let a game begin," said the lady.
There was always an argument about whether the newcomer was a goddess at all. Certainly no one ever got anywhere by worshipping her, and she tended to turn up only when she was least expected, such as now. And people who trusted in her seldom survived. Any temples built to her would surely be struck by lightning. Better to juggle axes on a tightrope than say her name. Just call her the waitress in the Last Chance Saloon. She was generally referred to as the lady, and her eyes were green. Not as the eyes of humans are green, but emerald green from edge to edge. It was said to be her favourite colour.
"Ah," said Fate again. "And what game will it be?"
She sat down opposite him. The watching gods looked sidelong at one another. This looked interesting. These two were ancient enemies.
"How about," she paused, "mighty empires?"
"Oh, I hate that one," said Offler, breaking the sudden silence. "Everyone dies at the end."
"Yes," said Fate, "I believe they do." He nodded at the lady, and in much the same voice as professional gamblers say, "aces high," said, "The fall of great houses? Destinies of nations hanging by a thread?"
"Certainly," she said.
"Oh, good."
Fate waved a hand across the board. The disc world appeared.
"And where shall we play?" he said. "The counterweight continent," said the lady, "where five noble families have fought one another for centuries."
"Really? Which families are these?"
said Io. He had little involvement.